Nolte, Trump still holds lead over Harris in Pennsylvania. By John Nolte on August 26, 2024. Former President Donald Trump still holds a one-point lead over Kamala Harris in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. This is pretty amazing. Despite billions and billions of dollars in free propaganda from the corporate media, Harris has not been able to close the deal in the very state that is expected to decide the 2024 presidential election. An OnPoint/RedEagle Politics/SoCal Strategies Pennsylvania poll of 713 likely voters taken on August 23, the day after Vice President Kakalee McNever-Bordersar gave her empty policy free speech at the Democratic National Convention, found Trump holding a stubborn lead, 48-47%. As far as Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s endorsement, the pollster found that 46%. RFK Jr.'s now go to Trump and 45% to Harris. This suggests a statistically insignificant movement. Among registered voters, the race is tied at 47%. This poll is not an outlier. Counting this poll, Trump has held that same stubborn single-point lead in four out of the latest four Pennsylvania polls. And this is why the Comrade Kamala campaign is so worried. No presidential candidate in my lifetime, not even Barry Obama, has enjoyed a month like the lady who was never America's border czar just did. She avoided getting beat up in a primary. She has offered zero policies beyond communist price controls. The corporate media are shamelessly unified in acting as the propaganda arm of her campaign. Not even Obama could have gotten away with refusing to answer media questions or sit down for interviews. Related, CNN's Collins, Harris should do press interviews if she wants nuclear codes. The media used to call such things job interviews for the office of the presidency. Now the media want to protect Kamala from those interviews because they know how stupid she is. Above all, they know she cannot answer for her far-left policies or sudden flip-flops on those unpopular policies. Nevertheless, with all that wind at her back, the best she could do was rise to a statistical tie with Trump, who always overperforms the polls. This is even more true in the vital swing states than nationally, where Trump again holds a slim lead. And now the real campaign begins. There will be no more sugar highs for Kamala. No more conventions or VP announcements. The debates are coming up, where she will have no choice but to state her positions. And those will either be far left or direct contradictions of everything she has said she's believed in for decades. And if the corporate media moderators don't challenge her on this, Trump surely will. While there's no question Kakalee McNever-Bordersar is polling better than his fraudulency Joe Biden and could win this election, she is polling much worse than Hillary Clinton did against Trump in 2016 and worse still than Biden did against Trump in 2020. Trump won the 2016 election. We're told Trump lost in 2020, but it was only by about 45,000 votes across three states. Honestly, looking at the polling and looking into the future, I'd rather be Trump than Vice President Kakalee right now. Related, montage of joy. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.